Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. I've been bringing you this program for almost 23 years now, nonstop, and it's been my delight to bring the people onto the airwaves who are really doing something different to make a difference. And the interesting thing is that so many of you Seeing Beyond listeners have adopted that philosophy yourself. In fact, one of my favorite things is having a Seeing Beyond listener who has learned so much from the various guests on this program, become a guest him or herself on Seeing Beyond. We're going to take a quick break and go to Lance Ferguson Skywatch, but before we do, I want to say good morning and have a good day at school to my little grandson, Brody, who is 5, and his sister, who is 2, and may we all have the curiosity of children. Keep that with you. It keeps us young. Well, let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about our Skywatch for today, and we'll be back Seeing Beyond.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, October 25th. Dress for success. The moon enjoys her travel through Venus-ruled Libra today, suggesting an excellent day to network and to deal with consultants, lawyers, and people who help you become more balanced in some way. Typically, these folks are Libras, the sign of the scales, or they have planets in Libra in their birth chart. Additionally, Mars and Saturn are lining up in a positive sextile on Tuesday, giving you some extra muscle to finish up difficult projects or to start new ones. Evening hours are good for work or play, as the moon sextiles Mars and then conjuncts Saturn at 7:04 p.m., right in front of the sextile between these two big planets. Saturn is good at organizing things, including the pantry and your checkbook. He's got talent in planning for the future. You can cheaply borrow his wisdom tonight as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. Welcome back to Seeing Beyond. How many times have you heard me say, let's stay well, let's stay healthy, because if we want to live our life purpose, if we want to do what we've come here to do, and if we want to have fun while we're doing it, we've got to feel good. And we're here right now on this planet in some very interesting times. I mean, that's putting it mildly. I call them crunchy, and they're oftentimes filled with stress because there's a lot of questioning, a lot of wondering, a lot of newness out there. So yes, it can be exciting. It can also be fearful, and it can also be stressful. And we're going to be talking about the effects of stress and what we can do about that with our guest, Jenny C. Lee. She's been a guest on the program before. It's always great to have her here with us. She's an experienced healer, herbalist, California board certified licensed acupuncturist, and energetic nutritional testing master. She's been doing that for more than 10 years now. And Jenny specializes in acupressure, acupuncture, energetic nutritional testing, herbal remedies, and energy healing. She's a Matrix Energetics and Yuen Method practitioner and has been certified in reconnective healing and the reconnection. And that's just part of what she does in her office and in her healing center. Jenny, it's so good to have you back here on the airwaves with us. Welcome back to Seeing Beyond.
Thank you for inviting me back, Bonnie.
You know, even medical doctors, Jenny, are saying that stress is a killer, that if we don't know how to handle our stress, it can take over. We can produce too much adrenaline, and it's just not good for our bodies at all. It makes us so that we can't sleep at night, we can't perform at work, it makes us grouchy. I could go on and on and on. You've had clients now for over 10 years. Have you noticed, I mean, is what I'm saying true? Have you noticed that there is an increase in stress on the planet right now?
Oh, yes. Especially right now, people are feeling that. Even you can feel that in the air. And if you don't have a strong adrenal gland, you're more prone to stress, and it will show up in all kinds of symptoms. And nowadays, even when you, it's impossible that you cannot go through life without any stress. And even children, they in school, they face exam in class and long hours spent to make the best grades. And once they graduate, they have to face the stress of success in their chosen field.
Mm-hmm.
And people can even be, the baby can be even born with the signs of stress. Like right now, I've treated children that have autism and childhood onset epilepsy. They are all caused by stress because they were born with it. Because when they were a baby in their mom's womb, they can feel the parents' stress, especially nowadays. And they were born with adrenal hormone imbalance, and then it caused the autism and epilepsy. Recently, I just treated a girl who's only 9 years old, who has several incidents of epilepsy at night, and the test at the hospital is normal. So a mom doesn't know how to do, so she brought the daughter in and had me take a look at it. And she's very nervous all the time and cry all the time at school and have to go to restroom several times before she can fall asleep. So after just 1 week of treatment, combining acupuncture and nutritional testing, she become very happy. And just after 2 weeks, no more epilepsy episode.
Now, did you discover, Jenny, that she was eating something that was making her anxious? I mean, was she allergic to some of the food she was ingesting?
That's not the major problem. The major problem is the adrenal hormone is out of balance.
Okay. And how does that happen, my goodness sakes, even in a small child?
Yeah, and probably, like I said, because the small child is very sensitive. Their energy, they can sense energy better.
Mm-hmm.
And she can also feel the parents' stress during this
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it happened, and I think it was, like I said, she was born with it. And when I tested her, like people who believe in past life, I also tested that she has a past life influence as well.
Okay, well, I certainly believe that, and I think that that can be prevalent in young children. I know that I had what I call a bleed through when I was only 9 years old, where I actually saw myself in a past life and had the physical feelings of that past life. And it scared the bejeepers out of me so much so that I never even told my mother about it, and I didn't talk about it until I was 40 years old. So it's so good to have somebody like yourself who is so sensitive and can help people with stress. And we're going to be spending this entire hour today, Seeing Beyond listeners, talking with Jenny Lee about stress. But first of all, Jenny, it's been a while since you've been on the program. I know that you've got a beautiful place to see people in Palo Alto at 460 California Avenue in Palo Alto. It's just five doors down from El Camino Real. And you've got a wonderful special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners to see you for the very first time, and we'll put that out. But explain a little bit about your background, because you've got a very extensive background, both in Western and Eastern healing modalities. Talk about that.
Yes. At first, I was trained as an X-ray tech, and I have worked at the Kaiser Permanente Hospital for a while. But then I find out that the Western approach cannot solve a lot of problems, so I went into Chinese medicine. I've studied the Chinese method of acupuncture, and then I find that that is not as fast as if I combine with the Japanese technique. So I mainly do the Japanese Hara diagnosis technique, which I palpate the person's abdominal area for the organ, and then I can find out which organ and which hormone is out of balance, and then I can treat by combining acupressure with acupuncture, and it is this method is especially good for adrenal imbalance. Just after one treatment, the patient normally can feel a difference, like become the patient can feel calmer, but more energetic and sleep deeper at the same time. The first night after they received the first acupuncture treatment. And then later on, I combined with the energetic nutritional testing. I get certified in the nutrition response testing, which using the advanced applied kinesiology technique. And then I also incorporated the emotional release therapy and chakra clearing technique. And so I work on the person on the energetic level, and recently I incorporated Dr. Bradley Nelson's removing the heart wall technique. For example, like this autism child that I treated right now, she's only 8 years old, but she acts like she's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she will wake up every night at 3 o'clock crying nonstop and yelling. So when I tested her, she has more than 20 inches of heart wall passed down from a past life long time ago, where she died of a very, very dramatic, painful death. So I removed the heart wall. The heart wall means that it's combined of negative emotions, several negative emotions. They all came from the same past life, very devastating life that she died from. And now, gradually, she become calmer. She doesn't wake up at night anymore, and she's happier. So the parents, they are more confident about the treatments right now, and then they look forward to continued improvement.
Oh, I'm sure that they must just be so grateful to you, Jenny. What a hard thing for a family to go through. This heart wall, it's got an intriguing name to it. It sounds like it's a way of us shielding ourselves, a way of us walling ourselves in so that we won't be hurt, but it also means that no energy is going back and forth.
Exactly. You're right on, Bonnie, about that.
So we're going to come back and talk more about stress. We're going to come back and talk more about this heart wall. I've got to say, this is the first time I've heard about that, but I think that these kinds of things are showing up more frequently, and I'll tell you something. Talk about the canary going into the cave. When our own children are being born stressed out, it's time for us to pay attention. Jenny, we just have a couple of minutes before our first break, but why don't you let our listeners know about your initial evaluation special? It's really a great reduction and a fantastic way for our Seeing Beyond listeners to get to know you and your work.
Yes, the initial evaluation is usually $200. It gives us a chance to sit down one-on-one to go through the thorough intake of your symptoms and all your history, and then also I'm going to check all your the heart diagnosis that I talk about, and then check all the 12 meridians to see which meridian channels, means the acupuncture pathway, is blocked, so that we can choose the right point to unblock you, to create the miracle that I talk about, especially if you have adrenal imbalance.
I love that. So listen to the special offering, Seeing Beyond listeners. A $200 initial evaluation for just $50 for you Seeing Beyond listeners. That's an initial one-hour in-depth investigation and consultation of your health conditions and evaluation of health history. To get to the real cause of your problem, call today to schedule your appointment. And again, Jenny is located at 460 California Avenue, just five doors down from El Camino, and her number is 650-380-1999. That's 650-380-1999. Or you can email her at jenny@healinglab.com. We've got more, and this is a very important hour. So I hope you can stay with us for the entire remaining 45 minutes as we continue, I promise you, to see beyond. have a book inside you, or are you looking for a publisher? AuthorOneStop.com can help you with everything you need to get your book written, edited, and into the hands of a great literary agent or publisher. Go to www.AuthorOneStop.com and find out what they can do to help you. That's www.AuthorOneStop.com.
This Thursday at East West Bookstore in Mountain View, join stress relief expert Lauren E. Miller and learn to make the shift from anxiety and fear back to inner peace. On Friday, experience a group healing meditation with Surin Shrestha using the sacred sound current of Tibetan singing bowls. He will also be giving a series of workshops on Saturday in a sound and vibrational healing, as well as offering private healing sessions on Sunday. Find out more at eastwest.com.
The History Channel has a must-see show for Halloween, Ancient Aliens and the Undead. Do you die? Do you live after you die? The History Channel gives you the top experts to answer these questions. The History Channel, Ancient Aliens, October 26th, 9 p.m. What happens when you die? The History Channel shows you what you want to know. Again, that is October 26th, 9 p.m. on the History Channel. We are back. I am Bonnie Colleen. It's always good to be here with you, but especially when we have a guest like Jenny C. Lee. She has so much information to impart, and not only information, but has solutions to help us during these stressful, and that's the topic of our conversation today, stressful times. Besides everything else, Jenny is certified in muscle testing techniques with advanced training in applied kinesiology. She has also incorporated emotional release therapy and chakra clearing technique. Her dynamic treatment modalities have brought extraordinary healing powers to people in need. She's located in Palo Alto, and she can be reached for her special offering and initial evaluation, regularly $200 for $50, by calling her 650-380-1999. That's 650-380-1999. Well, I've had allopathic physicians on this program, Jenny, saying that stress is a killer and that they are seeing an increased amount of it. You're backing that up. Something needs to be done. But let's get to the root cause here. What are some of the causes of stress?
I would say that life is a cause. Just by being born in this, especially this changing time right now, it's very stressful. And like I said, in school, children have stress dealing with exam, and at work, you have to compete with your colleagues. And then just the simple task of driving to and from work can be a challenge in itself, with bumper-to-bumper traffic and cars compete to move ahead. To avoid stress, you will have to avoid life.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is you cannot escape stress in your life, and the tension can overload your system. And like I said, you can even inherit your stress from your by being in the womb, experiencing your mom's stress when she's pregnant, and also even from your past life, for the example that I mentioned earlier.
You know, I have been intrigued my entire life, well, since I had that what I call past life bleed through when I was 9 years old, very emotional, very dramatic, very, very scary, very causing of stress in my life. How do you, Jenny, as the healer you are, how do you assess whether or not the stress is being caused by something more than their presence on the planet right now, whether or not it's past life, and then to even go so far as to know a lot about what that past life entailed?
Yes, this is by, like I said earlier, by doing the energetic nutritional testing and by using applied kinesiology, we can test by testing if you have a heart wall, because heart wall, you can be born with heart wall to protect yourself, unknown to you, but subconsciously as a soul, you want to protect yourself from reoccurring event that you think that you're going to bump into from past life or from the ancestor their memory can be restored in your cell memory as well. So what I do is by muscle testing can combine with the timeline therapy can test what is the trigger, what is the negative emotions that's building the heart walls and tearing it down by doing the energetic work. And of course, if it's ongoing, like right now, we're going through changing time. A lot of people are going through the fear and stress, anxiety right now. So their heart wall is constant, ongoing. Then we need to do more stronger therapy, for example, by applying flower essence and EFT technique and homeopath. Then they will feel better right there. Of course, acupuncture is a strong therapy. If you do acupuncture before the energetic nutritional testing, then you can take less herb because your channel is already open and the qi and blood is circulating to supply the adrenal glands with the nutrients it needs.
So it sounds like a lot of us are all stopped up, plugged up, protected. We're trying to protect ourselves, and it's not serving us because we're not getting the flow that we need. We're not able to release the stress. Now, is this heart wall, Jenny, is it a physical thing or is it an energetic wall?
It is an energetic wall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, for example, I have patients, the thickest wall that I've seen is with the autism child and the cancer patient.
Uh-huh.
I'm treating a cancer patient who was diagnosed with the initial test malignant tumor in the liver, and he's very tired and anxious and is waiting for the next test in November to find out if he needs to go through radiation, and I do the energetic nutritional testing. I find out that he has again like 25 inch of heart wall made up of the negative emotions coming from both past life and past generations from mother and father side. And, of course, there's some physical toxin, a lot of heavy metals. So we need to combine the energetic work, removing the heart walls of all the negative emotions, but also the physical work of acupuncture combined with ion cleanse detox to... That is the strong detox, especially if you have cancer or people are overweight, to remove a lot of heavy toxin out and then complete the whole treatment with energetic nutritional testing to treat it with herbs and the homeopath.
Well, and I notice here that you have a special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners, of course, for that initial evaluation, but also for what you call the ion cleanse. It's regularly $75. For $60 for Seeing Beyond listeners, what is the ion cleanse?
The ion cleanse is a special machine where you put your both feet in water and then it will connect to a machine and it can diagnose and detox at the same time. For example, if the water coming out is orange, it means that your liver is toxic. And so it will clean your liver. And then if your the water come out is dark green, it means that your gallbladder is stagnated, is blocked. So it needs to be clean. And usually people will feel a relief, especially if you have addiction of smoking and the allergy. I have some patient that right after the ion cleanse, their sinus will open up. And, of course, if you do acupuncture before the ion cleanse, all the channels are open, then more toxin can come out, then you will see more effect. And then I have patients who just after one acupuncture combined with ion cleanse stop smoking because what it does is it drains the nicotine out, which triggers your addiction.
Ah.
So it's pretty amazing.
And it sounds like it's a pretty easy thing to do, too, rather than go on a kind of a cleanse that's a dietary cleanse and really change our eating habits for a period of time. This sounds very easy to do.
Yes, and not every patient can do it. I have to muscle test them before I put them on the machine, because if their hormone is too deficient or their energy is too weak, if you go on the machine, then you cannot function for the rest of the day, because you'll be too draining, because you're already drained to start with.
Okay, all right. So we would suggest certainly the initial evaluation first, and that is a $200 value for $50 for you Seeing Beyond listeners. Jenny C. Lee is located in Palo Alto. Can you go into some detail about what happens when somebody comes in to your office for this initial evaluation? It's an hour in length. What do you do, Jenny?
Yes, it's a one-to-one chance of having me to look into your life to see what kind of symptoms are bothering you and what kind of a history you have, so that we can plan together what your goal is, and then I'll do a thorough diagnosis to palpate your abdomen to see where your blockage is, and to check all your 12 meridian to see where you're blocked. So it's a very valuable offer here, and to give you a diagnosis of what exactly is going on.
Well, and it's especially important on this at this time on the planet, when so many people, for heaven's sakes, as Jenny C. Lee said, even our children are experiencing so much stress. So again, her number is 650 at 650-380-1999. She's located in Palo Alto, 460 California Avenue, just five doors down from El Camino Real. This is an initial evaluation for you Seeing Beyond listeners, only $50. It's a $200 value. Her number again, 650-380-1999, or you can email her at jenny@healinglab.com. Of course, her website is healinglab.com. Go there and find out much more about Jenny than we can cover in this brief hour. We're going to be coming back from this break, and we are going to be talking about the stages of stress. I think that's a great way for you to analyze whether or not you might be stressed out, as we say, and what stage you might be in. We're also going to be talking about the hormones that cause stress, and, of course, more about what we can do to relieve this stress during these changing transformative times as we're waiting to greet 2012. Again, Jenny's number in Palo Alto, 650-380-1999. We'll be back, I promise you. Seeing Beyond.
Have you been in pain? Do you still experience pain? Please listen to this announcement. Robert Rudlick has an office in San Francisco, very accessible, 944 Market Street, Suite 511. Easy parking at 5th and Mission Garage, just a half a block from Powell Street, BART, and Muni Station. And you can call him for an appointment. He works with so many people who are experiencing pain, and they have experienced such relief. So for more information about Robert Rudlick and power tapping, you can go to powertapping.com or call them at 415-395-9383, 415-395-9383. And he's got a very special offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. The first session is free with the purchase of 10 sessions for just $950. That's a total of 11 sessions for $950, which is more than 30% off the regular price. All sessions are approximately 1 hour long. And here's that number again, 415-395-9383, 415-395-9383.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Do you need some guidance with your relationships, career, or even your life purpose? Psychic medium Dawn Alexandra Morgan reads for clients internationally. Dawn provides spirit messages to help you make the best choices for your life. Dawn connects you to loved ones who have passed on. Go to dawnmorgan.com.
That's dawnmorgan.com, or call her at 650-833-9239. Find out what your spirit guides want you to know. DawnMorgan.com or 650-833-9239. 650-833-9239. You're back, and it's always an honor to have Jenny C. Lee with us. She has offices in Palo Alto. She has been trained in both Western and traditional Chinese medicine. Before specializing in Chinese medicine, she worked for Kaiser Permanente Hospital, as she said, in the field of radiological technology. It was at that time that she realized that Western medicine alone could not solve the multitude of illnesses that she encountered in the hospital. Consequently, she decided to go into traditional Chinese medicine, where she discovered solutions to many different illnesses. She has become an expert in the field of holistic medicine and is passionate about helping people by finding the real cause of the problem and eliminating the cause, not just the symptoms. And I think that that is so important. I also think this is a very important hour. And if you are not able to stay with us for the whole hour, or if you want to hear this program again, or maybe you have a friend who would really benefit from hearing it, we're going to be replaying it on November 1st, and that will be from 7 to 8 a.m. Jenny, it's so good to have you here with us. We're talking about stress today. We're saying that even our children are stressed out by these times. I think it'll be very valuable to talk about the stages of stress. What are the stages of stress that a person might go through?
There are three stages of stress a person goes through in response to stress. Stage number one is the alarm stage. It is when the body's defense towards fight or flight mechanism are activated. And then the stage number two is the resistance stage. The body either adapts to the threat or successfully resists the stress and returns to normal. It is the stage three, the exhaustion stage, that we don't want to go into.
Right.
That is when body failed to return to normal in stage two due to prolonged stress, low resistance, and then the body break down, then all the symptoms will show up.
All right. So three stages of stress, and we can pretty well, I think, each of us ascertain where we are in that stage, in the stages of stress. Now, what hormones cause stress?
The hormone that mainly deal with stress is the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are two small endocrine glands the size of a walnut that sits on top of each kidney. It is also called the sleep gland. So if people are stressed out, they will have sleep problems. For example, I have a visiting Stanford professor that come to see me. She has insomnia for like 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, every night she can only sleep for 2 to 3 hours, and she has red eyes all the time. And just after 4 weeks of treatment, she can sleep throughout for the first time that she told me without wake up one time at
so
night.
That so is just a miracle. And, I mean, they're saying that if we do not get that REM sleep, that really good deep sleep, that also causes disease. We have to get our sleep. There's a reason that we go to bed at night and zonk out. That is so important. Can you go into a little more detail about that case? So she came in to see you. She has a high-pressure job. She's a visiting Stanford professor. She hasn't slept for 15 years, for heaven's sakes. It sounds like a bloody nightmare. What did you do with her? Obviously the acupuncture, but anything else? Did she have to change her diet? What else did she do with you?
Yeah, for her case, it's mainly adrenal gland. Adrenal gland imbalance, it's combining both deficient and overactive. It's pretty complicated. And because of the adrenal gland is deficient, all the qi and blood cannot go to deal with the stress. So the body extract energies from the other parts of the body, for example, the heart, the digestion. So she has a digestive problem as well and some palpitations. So after we balance the adrenal gland, then he can digest food easily, and then no more palpitation. So that's mainly. And then, so what I did, I combined acupuncture with ion cleanse and the energetic nutritional testing. We removed some negative emotions and detox the physical body and open up the channels with the acupuncture.
Now, in her case, did you notice any past life interference that was, or results that were interfering with this lifetime?
Oh, yes, definitely. And the mother and father influence as well.
Okay, so it's even early childhood that can create this kind of stress.
Yes. But different people will have different onset.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on when the incident happened in their past life.
Well, and I would imagine, too, Jenny, that if we have an incident that happens, oh, let's say today something happens that is very tragic or shocking, it could be a car accident, for example. I'll just bring that up as an example. I would think that could trigger this stress reaction, too.
Oh, yes. That's part of what is causing the cancer patient's case earlier. So we use timeline therapy to remove the negative emotion that's caused by trauma that happened in this life, too.
Uh-huh.
And people usually will feel instant relief, and they feel lighter. And then so that will help to reduce the amount of intake of herbs as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, my patient have to take a lot of herbs. After this emotion release therapy, they just need to take 1 to 2 herbs every time. So much easier treatment as well.
I love it. And so she came to see you after 15 years of insomnia, which couldn't help but affect her life very adversely. How many sessions did she have to have with you? How long did it take her before she became symptom-free, before she started sleeping through the night?
4 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that's about 8 treatments.
And have you noticed that more and more people are having insomnia and sleeping disorders like sleep apnea? It seems like every time I turn around, somebody else is being diagnosed with sleep apnea, for example. Do you think that this is on the increase?
Oh, yes, especially during this stressful time, close to 2012 with the job and family and everything in people's life. They do need help.
Well, I know that the consequences of adrenal fatigue are pretty severe. Why don't you list some of those, Jenny? What happens when we completely fatigue our adrenals?
The symptoms that's caused by complete fatigue of adrenal include the loss of ability to digest, decreasing circulation to the heart, a drop in your body's immune defense, and because, like I said earlier, all your energy needs to go to supply the adrenal glands because it has been exhausted, so you need to extract energies from other organs. So therefore, the white blood cells in the blood will reduce as well because it all goes to handle the stress. And other main symptoms of stress, such as headaches, fatigue, aches and pains, digestive trouble, difficulty sleeping, allergy, and irritability. And the most severe will be a nervous breakdown. I have a severe case where this patient went through 3 months of Iraq war and resulted in severe digestive problem for many years. It felt like there's a razor blade slowly cut through every inch of his intestine, and then it felt like there's a huge rock in his abdomen. So, and he become very depressed and hopeless, and have tried all kinds of therapy, including acupuncture with other acupuncturists. And he come to see me after just 1 month. His energy has gradually improved, and for the first time that he said he can sit up without lying down all the time because of his pain.
Now, so he's got this absolute physical concrete pain. It's in his gut. It's not in his head. But is it being caused by what's going on in his thinking and by the stress that he has experienced? Is that what's causing this razor-sharp pain?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Isn't that interesting? So, in other words, it's hurting just as if he did have razor blades in there, just as if he'd swallowed something like that. But it's not really that. It's that somehow or other his body is not, his mind isn't translating it in a way that he gets it, and his body is responding in a way that is forcing him in a way to get it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You will get that I need help.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'll just shout louder.
Right. You got to do something about it, or the body is going to break down. Of course, he already had nervous breakdown when he came.
Uh-huh. What is a nervous breakdown?
Nervous breakdown means he cannot think, he's hopeless, and he even think about committing suicide. That's mm-hmm. what that is.
Yeah. Yeah, they lose, in a way, they lose their humanness, don't they? I mean, they lose their ability to think, to perform, to evaluate, to judge, and it can be a very, very, very serious thing, and it's so beautiful that you can help people who are even that extremely damaged. Well, Jenny, I just love the fact that you've got this initial evaluation special for Seeing Beyond listeners. It's $200 regularly to see Jenny for this 1 hour in-depth initial investigation. For you Seeing Beyond listeners, $50. Her number, 650-380-1999. But you've also got an October special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners, which is a complete health analysis, $188 value for $97. What's the difference between the initial evaluation special and this complete health analysis?
Initial evaluation special is to give us one-on-one opportunity to sit down and talk about the symptoms and history and your plan for your health, and also we do the HARA diagnosis to check your abdomen for all the physical organs and the hormones. So it is for your physical body. The energetic nutritional testing is for the energy body, so to speak, and your biochemistry in your body. So what we do is we use applied kinesiology to find out the root cause of your problem, either emotionally or biochemically, by finding out if you have food allergy, bacteria, immune challenge, which includes bacteria, virus, fungus, parasite, and chemical toxin, and heavy metals. And with the heavy metals, we can even find out which specific heavy metal that you have, and then we will find the exact herb or homeopath to remove those toxins for you and restore the hormone and your immune system, so that you're not only physically strong, but biochemically strong as well.
Well, I love that. The complete health analysis is an October special offering, $188 value, $97 for you Seeing Beyond listeners. All you need to do is schedule your appointment with Jenny by calling 650-380-1999. Again, she is located at 460 California Avenue in Palo Alto, 5 doors down from El Camino. Again, she also has the $50 initial evaluation, which is a $200 value, and the ion cleanse that she talked about, $75 value for $60. The number again, 650-380-1999, 650-380-1999, or email her at jenny@healinglab.com. We've got a lot more. We're talking about stress, the effects of stress. It's certainly prevalent on the planet right now, even for heaven's sakes, amongst our children. Some babies, as Jenny said, are born stressed out, and it can affect them for the rest of their lives if they don't get relief and help from someone like Jenny C. Lee. So we're going to be coming back and talking more about the main symptoms of stress so that you can ascertain for yourself if maybe you aren't beginning to feel some of those symptoms. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. Imagine 15 minutes of sunshine every day. It's at your fingertips. Go to lifewithjessica.com. Jump into living your dreams. Go to lifewithjessica.com. See beyond. Go to lifewithjessica.com. Bonnie Colleen shares her insights with lifewithjessica.com. Bonnie Colleen offers a powerhouse of information through this new website. You can download her ideas, insights, and perspectives. Laugh, ponder, learn, and discover. Coming soon, Bonnie Colleen, that's me, in a 2-hour high-def DVD. Where else but at www.lifewithjessica.com. The fun is just getting started. Go to lifewithjessica.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
The History Channel has a must-see show for Halloween, Ancient Aliens and the Undead. Do you die? Do you live after you die? The History Channel gives you the top experts to answer these questions. The History Channel, Ancient Aliens, October 26th, 9 p.m. What happens when you die? The History Channel shows you what you want to know. Again, that is October 26th, 9 p.m. on the History Channel. We're back. We're talking about us and our health, and especially during these stressful times with Jenny C. Lee. She has her offices in Palo Alto right there on California Avenue. 460 California Avenue, five doors down from El Camino Real. Jenny Lee's life purpose, she says, is to support as many people as possible in their quest for health and to educate them about holistic medicine so that they may in turn educate others. Born in Taiwan as the fourth generation Chinese medicine practitioner, Jenny has been exposed to Chinese medicine and herbs since childhood. Chinese medicine and the philosophy behind it have been a part of Chinese culture for thousands of years. Jenny attended the prestigious American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, where she studied the theory of Chinese medicine. She has further trained by Huang Bingshang, an internationally known Chinese medicine doctor who's been granted international Who's Who in Medicine, recorded by Cambridge University in England. And again, Jenny's number in Palo Alto, 650-380-1999. I'm so glad that you've come here to talk about stress today because it's prevalent on the planet right now. Now, we need to know if we've got the symptoms of stress. So what are the main symptoms of stress, Jenny?
The main symptoms of stress will be irritability, insomnia, and if you have adrenal exhaustion, it can cause tiredness, headache, even ulcers, indigestion, constipation, IBS, of course, nervous breakdown that I talk about, and also it can cause high blood pressure and heart disease.
I have this
severe case of this guy who worked as an airplane mechanic, so constantly exposed to the toxic chemicals at work, and so he has a severe low back pain, and has 3 years of psoriasis. Psoriasis over his body is like white patches. And he also has high blood pressure and high cholesterol on several drugs. So he came in to do the treatment by combining acupuncture, ion cleanse detox, and nutrition response testing. And after 1 month, he felt better. The low back pain disappeared. And no more tired, and he has also lost 10 pounds. So as a result, he doesn't need to take any high blood pressure and cholesterol pill.
And all these pharmaceutical drugs have side effects. Now, sometimes people do need to be on them, but I had a medical doctor on the program some years ago that said every single pharmaceutical drug we take has side effects. So if you can do it naturally, people, that's the way to go. We talked a little bit about the symptoms of stress. We've talked about how stress can affect us. Now, one of the major tools that you use is acupuncture. I love acupuncture myself. How can acupuncture help relieve this kind of stress buildup that we've been talking about?
Yeah, sure. The acupuncture help open up the channel flow, because when you're stressed, all the channels and energy flow are blocked. And when you open up the channel flow, especially to the adrenal gland hormone, then there will be plenty supply of energy and blood going to the adrenal gland. Then you won't get adrenal exhaustion. You'll be handle stress better. And if you can handle stress better, you handle life better, then you can have more success in your life.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to me, this mind-body connection. I mean, we think that if we can just think more peaceful thoughts, it's going to help our body. Well, it does. But maybe we've already done so much damage to our body that we really need to get some help, something like acupuncture and like this ion cleanse and the other tools that you use at the Healing Lab. In fact, can you explain the services that the Healing Lab provides that can help to relieve this profound stress that so many people are feeling right now?
Yes, sure. In our clinic, we combine acupressure with acupuncture. By doing hara diagnosis, which means we palpate your abdomen, and then it can accurately diagnose if any organ or hormone are out of balance. And then by combining acupressure and acupuncture, it brings your body energy into balance. And then if you have a lot of toxin, we put you on the ion cleanse detox right after the acupuncture to drain out all the toxins. And then the energetic nutritional testing is to balance your hormone and the biochemistry in your body naturally by draining out the toxin and restore your hormone and immune system. And also recently we just combined the heart wall therapy, which removed all the negative emotions. And just by removing one time, it's permanent, and it can help you, because if the heart makes you, if you block the heart, you cannot receive,
right?
And you cannot give. So it means that you cannot receive abundance and the success. And by removing heart wall, a lot of people, they find a new job, they find a new love, relationship gets better. It's just a miraculous transformation. So if you haven't tried it, I will recommend.
You know, one of the things that keeps coming up in our conversation, Jenny, is flow. And when we block the flow, I mean, the whole universe is based on cyclical flowing. And when we block the flow, it makes us ill. It makes us certainly more ineffective and not as successful, but it can make us ill.
Yes, absolutely. And the adrenal gland hormone also governs the blood sugar balance, so it can also cause diabetes if you're stressed out. I have another severe case of this Vietnam veteran that after he came back, he has his H1A1C index has rose up to 8.4 and is diagnosed with overabundance of testosterone, so which means it's very toxic. It has very high pitch of tinnitus all the time, which means ringing the ear, and also no energy all the time. So just after five times of treatment, combining acupuncture, ion cleanse, and nutritional testing in my clinic, especially during the nutritional testing, we find out that he has a lot of toxic chemicals caused by Agent Orange during the Vietnam War.
Oh.
And, yeah, so we drained that out, and now he's very happy. That was 1 year ago, and I just met him recently, and he still has a lot of energy, and he doesn't need to sleep a lot, just need to sleep 6 hours of deep sleep and full of energy, don't need to take a nap. and the tinnitus, the ring in the ear has gone down. And during my treatment, his A1C index has dropped 8.4 to 6.4 in a very short period of time. Which means within 3 weeks. So his Western doctor is surprised to find that out. But
I love it when these Western doctors get surprised, and I also love it when they actually, and I know there are lots of them who do recommend the Eastern methods and the acupuncture. In fact, I know that there are some medical doctors who have actually gone back to school and become acupuncturists themselves. They believe in it so much. We just have a couple of minutes, Jenny, but I know that you believe that there's a common misconception that people have about health and disease that needs to be addressed. Briefly, what is that?
Yeah, which means that you don't want to wait till the last minute, wait until your function goes down from 100% to 40%. If it's below 40%, it means that your stress has already reached the final stage, the stage three, the exhaustion stage. So mm-hmm. if you wait until then it's all the symptoms has already occurred, and including heart attack. And with a heart attack, you don't even have warning signs. So I would recommend that you do the prevention first, and acupuncture and Chinese medicine are very good with prevention. So
well, and Jenny's got some wonderful offerings for you Seeing Beyond listeners that really make it very affordable and a way that you can meet her, work with her. She's got an office in Palo Alto located at 460 California Avenue, Suite 102. It's just 5 doors down from El Camino Real. She's first of all offering an initial evaluation special that's regularly $200, but just $50 for you Seeing Beyond listeners. Her number is 650-380-1999. She also has the Ion Cleanse that she was talking about. That's a $75 value for $60. And then if you want to have the complete health analysis, that's a $188 value for just $97. So do call Jenny Lee. Her number again, 650-380-1999, 650-380-1999. Or you can email her, and give your email address for Seeing Beyond listeners, Jenny.
Jenny@HealingLab.com.
That's Jenny@HealingLab.com or 650-380-1999. Well, if you missed any of this program, you want to hear it again, you've got a friend who might benefit from it, maybe your spouse is stressed out, well, it's going to play again, and that will be November 1st, 7 to 8 a.m. I hope you can be with us tomorrow from 8 to 9 a.m. when I'm going to be hosting the New Age musician and composer Stephen Halpern, and we're going to be playing some of his latest music, including music that helps us to get into that very deep, and speaking of relaxed theta state. So that's tomorrow, 8 to 9 a.m. Jenny, let's get you back on the program again really soon. Thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you all out there are seeing beyond.
The Beach Hut and Warming Hut Cafe.